This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. You can find me online at Ryan Recker. And before we went to break, just briefly talking about former President Joe Biden's physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, in front of the House Oversight Committee, refusing to answer questions and pleading the fifth. And it got me thinking about this, too. I thought, okay, let's say you're an elderly person and you go see the doctor and you realize that you're not all there, okay? Doctor realizes it. People realize it. Generally speaking, they share this information with your spouse. Is it possible that Jill Biden, as the spouse of President Joe Biden, was told all these things and she was given the opportunity to stop understanding that, let's say, maybe Dr. Kevin O'Connor wasn't lying to them and she's the one that wanted to further things? Is it possible that plays into some of this? It makes me wonder, but you're not going to really get the full account, but you're going to find a lot of other pieces of evidence that may point you in that direction. So let's look at this too. Biden's doctor, Kevin O'Connor, was given some questions. Chad Pergram was asking. This is clip number one.
Dr. O'Connor, did you take the fifth at all points? Did you take the fifth because you're trying to cover up what the president's state was? Is he healthy now?
I think the question, is he healthy now, would imply that he may have gotten better, which he hasn't. I'm guessing he's in the same state. All things considered, Joe Biden can answer these things for himself. He can go out in front of a reporter and just show that he's fully competent. He always has been, always will be. But he knows he can't do that. The American people got to see that he's incapable of doing it. I knew during the election cycle back in 2020, when he was up to debate answering questions, we knew that he wasn't there mentally even then. But a lot of people, including those that are just so much filled with hate, rage for Donald Trump, refused to believe it because they understood this was their chance to get Donald Trump out of office. They would rather stick with the person and try to ignore all the red flags and warning signs of the person's mental decline, thinking maybe he can just stick it out a little bit and Kamala Harris can become president. He can step down at some point during the presidency. I think what they totally underestimated was the power grab of perhaps a Jill Biden. may have played a factor into that, but also the stubbornness of a Joe Biden, and he's always been stubborn his whole life in his career, that he wasn't going to step down willingly. He wasn't going to resign as president of the United States after he won that election. So I think all these telltale signs came back to bite the Democrats, and now you have Donald Trump in his second non-consecutive term, and he is just doing a... Think about all the things that are going on here. And let me go back and look at an alternate universe of what would have been happening if Kamala Harris was in office. I'm going to go back to the tariffs that are going on right now. And there's a lot of question of what these tariffs are going to do. But right now, if I did a quick search, I think we've already closed. So Dow Jones closed up 217 points. S&P 500 was up 37 points. NASDAQ was up 192 points. So you have these different markets that are trending in a positive direction. And if you go back to maybe 3 months ago when these tariffs were first introduced, you had some big drops in the stock market, which have now even turned completely in the opposite direction. Now they're in record territory and almost in record territory again with the Dow Jones. So close to record territory with that. I mean, it was just over 45,000, I think, is what it closed last time it was in record territory. That was at the end of the year. I think a lot of the stock market was anticipating the friendly tax structure that Donald Trump would be bringing in. But I think after these tariff things are settled down, you're going to see a huge skyrocket and then get back right into record territory with it. But let's put it this way. 3 months ago, if you were just following the left-leaning mainstream media, they said that the recession was going to hit. They said the stocks were going to crash. It was going to be the Great Depression. They warned that when you go to the grocery store, it was going to be empty. They said you're not going to be able to find anything. The cost of everything is going to go through the roof, and you're going to lose all your savings and this and that. There were so many different claims and expectations they made based on that, and none of that was true. None of it came true, and now we sit here back in record territory, and we're talking tariffs again, and the same thing hasn't happened. Why? Because they realized that during the last time, they were lied to, and they're not going to fall back by reacting to a lie harshly. And I think that once this gets settled out, we will be in a much stronger position. Imagine what would have happened if Kamala Harris was in office right now. Imagine, let's say Joe Biden did step down, Kamala was in, and they went in that direction and she was elected and Donald Trump wasn't there. What would we be doing right now? We'd be talking about jamming inflation again through the roof as we wrote more checks that we can't cash to pay for programs that people really don't want. That's what we'd be talking about right now. All right, when we come back after the break, part that I really love every time I get to fill in Sue's news, we're going to have Sue join us coming up next. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon, and we have ourselves a lot to get to over the course of the show. And Robert Bryce is going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes from now. His latest piece takes a closer look at President Trump's tariff plan and what that's doing for copper prices at a record high. It's so interesting. We think gold, we think steel, but copper prices, that's such a big conversation piece right now. So we'll get the very latest with him. All right, let's do Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
I want to thank you, too, for braving it in the studio today.
It's where chilly in here today.
It's 66 degrees.
Wow.
Sue, I had my jacket on almost immediately. You saw me over here, and I don't know how you do it with the short sleeves. I know use that raggedy blanket over here that we keep in the studio, but I don't, is it doing justice?
This is my raggedy blanket from my trunk that has lived here for probably 10 to 15
years.
Well,
now it sits as a cover.
Wow. Yeah.
It sits as a cover for this random, like, book pile we got back here.
I feel good about, like, my own bad blanket. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. Rather than it's someone else's gross blanket, it's mine.
That's fair. Yeah. You're the only one that actually uses it
That's
as a blanket.
Because so, I know where it's been.
Fair,
you understand.
Fair enough. It is 66 degrees in studio
Thank
today
you.
For those wondering.
Happy National Sugar Cookie Day. Aww. Fred, you like a sugar cookie?
Oh, yeah. I like every cookie.
Amen to that, brother. They got to be soft, though. They have to. I don't like hard.
Same.
I don't like hard sugar cookies.
100% Ryan. Soft.
So overrated, the sugar cookie.
What?
So overrated.
You can ice it. You can do anything.
It is just so bland. It's sugar for the sake of being sugar. I need something more out of a cookie.
Fred.
Well, it wouldn't be my go-to first cookie.
Oh, interesting.
Chip cookies are my
go-to. Well, that's
true. Oh, yeah.
You in America.
There's better options, but like a soft sugar cookie, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I agree. You people, I need to make some sugar cookies and bring them in. Right. I don't know what kind you've been eating. And it's National Dimples Day.
Aww.
I don't really have any. Do you
I
have
don't
any?
Even know
I have one.
Where's your? Oh yeah, you did right there. That's so sweet. Huh. Ethan, what about you, Ryan? Dimples? I can't remember.
No, I never had the dimples. My wife has a dimple, and I'm going to have to mention that to her, that it's her dimple day.
Yes. She'll be thrilled, as we all are. On this day in history, 230 years ago, in 1795, one James Swan personally paid off the entire national debt. It was $2,024,899 that we owed to France. And he paid it off and then apparently somehow made money on it, or he sold that debt individually to others and they, you know, but somehow he did it.
Smart guy.
It's definitely smart. But then this shows you, okay, this was just 67 years ago. In 1958, a Catholic magazine called Contacts launched a campaign for clean lyrics in pop music. Okay. One of the songs they wanted to change was Elvis's Wear My Ring Around Your Neck. What? because apparently it promoted going steady, which is somehow bad. Okay. That's just 67 years ago. And then 42 years ago, oh, people my age are going, what? 42 years ago, this song came out, it was 1983, and it finally hit number one. And this song stayed at number one for 9 weeks until we were all sick of it. And it's about a stalker. But people thought it was a love song. But it really isn't. It's about obsession. You knew this, Ryan.
Yeah, I do know that. I think in today's modern world, the artists leave their songs up for interpretation. You normally don't hear about the meaning that often. So I think it was a bad call by the Police and Sting or whatever to actually tell people what this song was about. We could have been speculating it, and they've made so much more money over the years if they would have just left it open for interpretation.
Well, except he didn't want to lie. I think somebody asked Sting, and then he just, he's a truthful man. This is, I've just decided this in my head. And he said, this is what it's about.
It's a truthful man.
Yes. I have no idea if he is. I hope that he is.
I admire that about Sting, a very truthful man.
Just in the, that's just how I've created him to be.
That's exactly right. I do remember the story that he enjoyed the smell of his own body odor, and I've just kind of gone right over that. Two, he's
that
a truthful,
is a truthful man.
I bet he likes.
That's true, Fred.
I bet he likes sugar cookies.
Well, you got to have a good one. That's the key here.
Also, Info Dude commenting here on the YouTube stream and saying, Ryan has never had a good sugar cookie.
See? You got to have a good one. That's
the key. I've had good, I'm sure I've had good sugar cookies that were not generic. I don't know. I can't think of one that I've enjoyed at all. Mm-hmm. What would be a good sugar cookie? You tell me a brand I should look for.
No, see, that's just it. It's not a brand. Mm-hmm. You have to have a homemade by a good baker cookie.
Sue, what are the good cookies you bring in?
You're talking about the ones with the chocolate chips in them? Or are you talking about the ones that are the melt-in-your-mouth ones that are have that? What
I don't know. They both sound
it?
Pretty good via description.
Why can I not think of it? It's like a ginger snap, only soft. Yeah. Anyway, a new poll for summer found a decent number of Americans actually enjoy humid weather. Now, a friend of mine loves the humidity, just absolutely loves it. The rest of us walk outside and we think this is disgusting. She thinks this is awesome.
What's she like
monster?
About it?
I don't know. You would think that. Now, her mother lived in the desert for a while in El Paso, and so she would go there and it's so dry and she hated it and her skin didn't like it. So she went the opposite direction. But here's what they found. Over 25,000 people were asked, how do you feel about high humidity? And not surprisingly, most of us are not fans. 77% feel miserable. I don't know why I said that weird, including 48% who said they hate it. Another 16% say they don't care either way. But 5% said they like humid weather, and another 2% absolutely love it. So only 2% of people think that's great. Is it humid in Detroit? I have no idea, Ryan.
It's okay. We have the Great Lakes, so there's a lot of lakes, a lot of water, bodies of water around us. I wouldn't say it's humid all that often, but with humidity, doesn't that mean more mosquitoes and things
that?
I don't want any of that. Why would someone prefer that?
People are not sure.
Monsters.
Whether they think... I mean, I do like... Thank you, crowd.
Crowd backs it.
To be able to walk out the door and it's warm. Maybe that's it. Maybe it feels like a hug. I don't know. Travel and Leisure put out its annual list. We'll ask Sting because he's truthful. Travel and Leisure put out its annual list of the top U.S. cities to visit. And for the first time since 2012, Charleston, South Carolina is not number one. Have you spent time there, Ryan and Ethan? Anybody?
I have not.
I think I've been to the airport, and that's it. You didn't either?
They got a good baseball team there. I'm trying to remember what it's called.
I think I'll be going this year, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, for Lindenwood football. They play there this year. Charleston Southern.
All right.
People love that stuff. South Carolina's a hot state.
Totally.
Real hot state.
Okay, they say 180,000 readers of Travel and Leisure voted, and the new best American city is Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Huh?
Santa Fe scored the highest thanks to its 300 days of sunshine, excellent food options, and natural beauty. Charleston fell to number three. So the top U.S. cities are Santa Fe, New Orleans came into number two. Charleston, Savannah, Alexandria, Honolulu, Greenville, New York City, what? Asheville, North Carolina, I still have to get there. And Chicago was actually number 10. I know, it just seems odd. All right, this is my good story of the day. There was a 72-year-old woman in Montana who got pinned under her riding mower. It gets better. When it tipped over. And she lives on a lake in a remote area. Nobody else was there. But two 14-year-old boys saved her life. They went by in a fishing boat and saw her. Now, she got pinned under the side, not the blades. But five people, they ended up having to call three more people. It took five people to lift it off. And she was there under this thing for, they think, 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Danny Fur.
It could have been her grave.
It could have been. Here's a little bit of quotes here from him.
I went down several feet, but the rock stopped the lawnmower from going the rest of the way. So it just rolled over on its side, and I was trapped underneath it. And we figure I was there for about 4 hours. I thought I was on my last breath, and then I saw my heroes come.
So I was basically telling her, you're not going to die. You're going to stay with us. I feel like there was some sort of divine intervention to make
That's
me look
great.
At that hillside and see her.
They will be with me for the rest of my life.
Isn't that nice?
Wow. Yeah.
And finally,
when did Sting show up with a sugar cookie?
Finally, it's Sue's
that
news.
After?
Today's random fact, Texas. Not only is Texas not the largest state, but if you cut Alaska in half, Texas would be the third largest state.
Oh,
that's how big Alaska is. Anyway, that's it for Sue's News.
All right, good old Sue's News. Fox Business coming up in a moment on the Mark Reardon Show. Brian Recker filling in for Mark Reardon, joining us now. You may have read some of his commentary pieces online. Robert Bryce, thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis.
Happy to be with you, Ryan.
I wanted to look at some of the commodities that people are getting excited about. And it's so funny because when our producer Fred sent me one of your latest pieces talking about copper, I keep seeing it show up in the news. As soon as someone said copper to me, all of a sudden, oh, I noticed it in this article. Oh, I noticed it in this article. It's kind of like when you're shopping for a vehicle and you start looking at a certain vehicle and then you're out on the road and you start seeing that vehicle everywhere. I've started with that with copper lately. So I wanted to talk about tariffs. So many people are talking about the price of gold, and that has skyrocketed. Steel, because of where it's being made and depending on how the tariffs play out. But what's your take on copper and where that stands now?
Sure. Well, I'm fascinated as well, and I've been following the copper market avidly for about the last year. Just a quick preface. So I was invited to speak in Chile last year at a mining conference, and you know, I'm a reporter. I'm a general, you know, interest energy and power reporter. So they, you know, they invited me. I thought, okay, well, I'll go down there. Anyway, so I'm talking to a mining company about what's happening in the copper market. And I finished this presentation, and I'm in Chile, which is the biggest copper producer in the world. And I presented on this, you know, all these analysts saying, oh, we need to double copper production. I get done, and a guy comes up to me and says, double? He says, we're in Chile. We're doing all we can to just keep production flat. So that just set me on this course of thinking about, okay, well, is this the case? The energy transition, we keep hearing about this, you know, EVs, wind turbines, you know, electrification, we need all this new copper. And yet the mining industry is saying, you're out of your mind. We're producing as much as we can. And then what spawned me to write my piece on Substack yesterday, of course, was President Trump saying, oh, he's going to slap a 50% tariff on copper. So, and now it's at all time, or yesterday was at all time record highs in on the New York COMEX. So all of these things together just make it a fascinating commodity that, unlike many of the other base metals, but one that I think is, you know, I don't know where I come down on it, Ryan. Honestly, is price going up, going down, going to stay the flat? I don't know.
Well, when I think about steel, for example, in the auto industry, how they needed to make cars, or gold. I'll use that as an example. In electronics and processors, gold is such a hot commodity because we're making so many high-tech components that need it right now. So the price is going through the roof. What are those things that use copper that we would look at as a huge need, a demand right now that we're just having a hard time keeping up with?
Well, housing, of course, is one of the big users, right? Something like 100 or 90 kilograms. So what is that, 150 pounds of copper is in an average house. Electric vehicles use a lot of copper, wind turbines, transformers, all kinds of electrical equipment, all depend on copper. It is the, because it's highly conductive, it's really the backbone of our entire electric system. So it's ubiquitous in our lives. We don't think about it, and we've taken it for granted. And as I, one of the points that I made in my article was, in addition to the price going up, the obstacles to increasing production are obvious, which include declining ore quality, which was what I, heard a lot about in Chile. So, and then the question I'm curious about, of course, I'm going to be 65 in a few weeks, is, well, is it even investable? And I'm not sure for the ordinary investor, the average, retail investor, it makes any sense because it's so volatile and hard to understand.
So what are they going to do now that they're making pennies? No more pennies there. I don't know how much copper was in pennies anymore. I mean, it seems like that was more adequate. But,
none now. Almost none. I think they got rid of it because it was cost too much.
Too costly. And where are all these people, these junkies stealing copper lines going to get it from if we don't have copper around, going into construction sites and ripping piping out of the wall and stuff like that? No,
the EV charging stations. Remember, they were going to the EV charging stations and tearing them apart to get the copper out of it. So that's the other, it's a very valuable commodity on the in the recycling market.
Are we just getting better at recycling, too? I've seen so many people online show photos of them taking big quantities of just, even cases where it's not pure copper, it could be wound up with something else. And there's recycling sites that'll take this sort of thing. It sounds like there's always going to be a market for it, at least.
Well, and that's an interesting point, Ryan. It's that, what's the cure for high prices? High prices. What's the cure for low prices? Low prices. That's the kind of the old adage in commodity businesses of all kinds. So if the copper price continues up, people are going to get more creative and maybe more greedy by, stealing the things like transformers or other things, like you said, that, the theft at construction sites. But I just think it's important to keep these things in mind, because now Trump brings it to the fore, and whether he's going to follow through on this 50% tariff, who knows? He changes his mind, like I change my socks. So, but I think it's important to think about what this means in terms of long-term strategy for the U.S., particularly given that China controls and it consumes at roughly half of the world's copper.
Mm, interesting. And I know that they're always looking for different mining spots in the United States. Like, I'm up here in Michigan, and in the UP, they have a huge mining operation, and they've always looked at things like copper in northern Michigan, and just some areas are just more susceptible to have large concentrations of it in whatever the ground conditions need to be. But
sure,
I find too that I'm not using this as a way to like invest, but I think logically speaking, you're right about the electric cars, but I feel like we're going to be doing so many building projects in the future to keep up with housing demands. They're going to need so much copper just for that alone, because every single large metropolitan area all complain they don't have enough housing. They need to build more housing. In order to build the housing, you have to have the materials for it, which would include copper.
Well, sure. And so let me take just one part of that, Ryan, where you talked about the mining. This is an area where the U.S. is going to have to get really sober about how we look at the future, particularly with regard to China. I've also written a lot about rare earth elements and rare earth magnets now. And of course, in response to Trump's tariffs, China shut down their exports of rare earth elements. That's the lanthanides, neodymium, praseodymium, which are used in automobiles, right? So the entire auto sector went into convulsions because China said, oh, you want to play that game? Well, we can play that game. We can play that game, too. But for the U.S. to look forward, we're going to have to start mining and refining more of these strategic metals, strategic elements ourselves. And that includes, as you say, mining in Michigan, mining in Minnesota, mining copper in Arizona. These are things that are going to, yes, there are trade-offs, but the U.S., I think what we've seen now is that we just can't say, oh, the market's going to take care of this. Well, not so fast.
Yeah. And by the way, you write about these things, this current commentary piece you can find online, your Substack. If people wanted to find it, Robert Bryce, where can they look?
RobertBryce.substack.com is where you go. And I wrote this piece, Dr. Copper Takes Off, right? Because copper has been seen for, you know, years as an indicator of economic health. And Dr. Copper, the price of copper is going up, it generally means the economic growth is at hand. If it's falling, the opposite. But so I have 10 charts, 11 charts in there where I talk about price. I talk about China. I talk about the future of mining. Had a great time writing it, and I'm still going to follow it for a long time because I think it's such a critically important element.
Well, let's go back to these tariffs. Do you think, encourage more companies to look at the United States as their home base of operation for things like mining? Do tariffs actually encourage that in the long run, do you think?
Well, I think yes, but the key thing that you said there, Ryan, is the long run. And this is one of the other challenges on the copper mining front, on the mining of anything front, is that mines are increasingly difficult to get sited and permitted. And it was one of the charts that I published using S&P Global data showing that over since the 90s, the time to open between discovery and opening a new mine has gone something from like 9 years to nearly 18 years. And they're projecting that's going to be over 20 years. So there's a massive mine copper deposit in Arizona called Resolution. But it's that project has been in the permitting stage now for nearly two decades. So, you know, there's nothing about where we're finding ourselves, the U.S., that is, with regard to China, with regard to these strategic elements, rare earth elements, strategic metals. You know, China has been working on this strategy for decades. And now I think where the U.S. and a lot of people in the U.S., some strategists are waking up and saying, uh-oh, how did we get here? Well, we assumed that everything was going to work out and China was just going to be, you know, our friend. Well, China is not our friend. I'm not bashing China, but China's going to look out for China.
You remember, okay, so talking about this permitting and trying to get the proper way to mine, so many over-regulations in government, and there was a great example of this during the Biden administration where they made this announcement, we're going to do this big investment in high-speed internet. And I'm sure you're familiar with this thought exercise, but you have all these different areas across the United States. It was like 200 and some different areas that wanted to apply to get this grant money so they can install high-speed internet in these rural areas that don't have access to it. And through the whittling down process that the government overregulated every step of the way over and over and over and over again, of those like 200 and some, there was like maybe half a dozen that actually made it to the last thing. And this is after years of attempting to try to get it done. Overregulation right now, especially when it comes to drilling and trying to get some of these minerals on our own soil, we would be doing ourselves a favor if we relaxed it in order to expedite some of these things, wouldn't we?
Well, I take your point, and I think that's a valid one. And, you know, the problem is that, you know, people have land rights and they have, you know, these are, and there's the NGOs, the climate NGOs, these environmental groups have vast amounts of money at their disposal. I'm not going to say their budgets are unlimited, but you look at groups like Earth Justice, which was a spinoff of the Sierra Club. They're funded almost entirely by dark money. That is, their funders they don't name their donors, and they can litigate for years. So, you know, it's this idea of permitting reform has been bandied about for years now. Of course, you know, when Ryan in Congress, oh, we're going to do permitting reform. Easy to say, hard to do. So what I've been saying is that particularly when it comes to the rare earth elements, strategic elements like uranium, if we're going to build more nuclear plants in the U.S., we have to have a concerted, bipartisan, decadal focus on this that really looks at these strategic elements as a critical national security issue and approach it from that standpoint. And then from that standpoint, talk about permitting that, no, we can't just fence off uranium as the Biden administration did for, you know, over a huge area, I think in Arizona. No, we need to mine that. We can't just rely on Russia, for instance, which provides about a quarter of the enriched fuel for the U.S. nuclear fleet. We're going to have to be more self-sufficient on many of these strategic commodities.
Yeah, I mean, we have done that on the national stage. I go back to what President Trump said, warning Germany about relying on Russia with your pipeline of your oil or your energy needs. And they laughed at him. Oh, the no, this will never happen. And then look what happened after you get the pinch and how much that hurts your people when you lose something that you rely on. That's a necessity for your country. But when you have the resources available to you within your own country, you should be able to take advantage of those resources to better the people of that country, as opposed to trying to rely on other countries to supply things like your energy needs.
Well, I agree with you. And that was a very famous, I remember they've shown that tape many times where, you know, Trump is, you know, essentially wagging his finger in the face of the Germans and saying, hey, you tied your wagon to the, to Gazprom. What are you doing? You know, and you're making yourselves dependent on the Russians. But now look at what where Germany is. Their industry, their industrial sector is flagging. Their auto sector is in crisis. They're waking up and saying, oh, we relied too much on the Russians. Well, you think? Oh, and you closed, and you closed your nuclear plants? Well, that wasn't such a good move, was it? So I'm hopeful, Ryan, amidst all this, you know, there's a lot of tumult. There's a lot of uncertainty that we're seeing more sobriety around some of these issues. And I have a lot of criticisms of President Trump, but I think on the energy front, his instincts have been right on target. And his appointment of Chris Wright for the Secretary of Energy, Doug Burgum at Interior, those were the right people in those jobs. And so many of the things they're doing on that are right on target. And I think very thankful that we didn't have, I'm not saying this is a partisan, but if the other candidate, the Democrats had won, we would be in a world of hurt. So, again, a lot of criticisms I can make of President Trump, but on the energy front, I think he's been very clear-eyed on this issue.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that a lot of people give him credit for, some things that he deserves credit for that he doesn't get. But either way, commentary pieces found on Substack, Robert Bryce. By the way, again, where can people find it?
RobertBryce.substack.com. Did I mention RobertBryce.substack.com? I hope I mentioned Ryan, RobertBryce.substack.com.
That's as easy as it gets. Robert Bryce, thank you so much for joining us in St. Louis. We appreciate the time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Don't go anywhere on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
FM Talk. Director filling in for Mark Reardon. Yeah, we got a lot to still get to on the show. In fact, I think this one clip kind of talks a little bit about some of the problems we're running into. We do have some pretty amazing spots here in the United States that we should be able to use and keep for ourselves, but we overregulate our own people. But then again, we allow foreign entities to come on and buy up our land, a lot of times really close to military installments. Donald Trump was asked about this with Peter Doocy. Can we play clip number 14, if we could?
Why do you think that the Chinese have been buying up all this farmland in our country so close to military installations?
Well, I don't want to get into that. I have a very good relationship with President Xi. We're going to see, and I'm going to, you know, they're going to be making a recommendation to me, but we have a very good relationship. As you know, we they're paying a lot of tariffs to the United States now. And so I'm not going to get into that right now.
Nah, don't like that. Well, I understand that he might not want to directly address it right now, but of all the things that he has been side-skirting lately, that and the Epstein stuff, scratches your head. Okay, why are you going soft on these things? Because buying up the farmland, particularly close to military installments, is a huge national security risk. So there might be something else going on here we don't know about. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.